Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm gone for a week and all hell breaks loose. This is Archansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. Things seemed to have settled down a couple of weeks ago, so I sneaked off for a little vacation. Then my first phone call was about PJ Hirston getting another traffic citation. A 93 and a 65. Good job, PJ. And this one got him the indefinite suspension some think he should have received with his earlier transgressions and charges that were eventually dropped. Who knows how old Rory will handle it in the long run, but in the short run, I hope he gives Hairston a chance to stay in school, if not play basketball. The funniest story, although there is nothing funny about an assault on a woman, was the revelation that NC State running back Shadrack Thornton was arrested way back in June for grabbing and pushing his girlfriend in the library at State, and they would have us believe that Wolfpack athletes used that building to study. Ha! It was humorous only in the sense that the bird dogs over at the News and Observer missed the story completely. Now, Thornton was the leading rusher for State last season, but not a household name like, say, P.J. Hairston and the football players who have given the newspaper a three-year running story over here. Come on, guys and gals, the sports department is supposed to be cross-checking the names that the news department comes up with. But they missed the story on Shadrack slopping around his girlfriend in the stacks. Apparently, the NNO has been backpedaling ever since under the barrage of bad publicity that came with such an obvious oversight. After all, the media should be covering the local schools equally and evenly, right? And the only excuse they've come up with is that no one knows who Shadrack Thornton is. Well, whose fault is that? We know who UNC's leading rusher was last season, and not because he took it to the house on the punt return that cost Tom O'Brien his job as Wolfpack coach. All we're looking for here is equal coverage. On the national front, Johnny Football was exposed for signing his own memorabilia and making $7,500 for it, and the NCAA shut down its own commercial website to pull off some stuff that shouldn't be there. Then there's A-Rod, who has been suspended until just shy of his 40th birthday and is appealing in what he terms as the fight for his life. No one else is defending me, says the dopey slugger, so I have to do it. Well, the first part of that is certainly true. This is Archansky. See ya.